Welcome back, best and brightest fellow infomaniacs. I am Jay Severin, and as advertised, Carl Howell, chairwoman for the Center for Small Government, sponsor of ballot question number one in 49 days on our ballot to end the Massachusetts state income tax. Carla Howell, welcome back.
Hello, how are you?
what tune was that, by the way? You bring your own theme music.
A pretty standard cell phone. Sorry about that.
Hey, you're a full-service guest. You brought production and everything. Carla Howell, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Nice to be on.
How are things going?
They're going just great. We are getting really charged up about this November election, giving voters in this state, 3,400,000 taxpayers in particular, the chance to end our state income tax and give back an average of $3,700 each, not once, but every year, to these 3,400,000 taxpayers. Wouldn't that be great?
Isn't it funny, Carla Howell, that presidential elections can turn on the matter of whether or not someone's going to get a $600 tax rebate or a $1,000 tax rebate? But right here where we lived, we're getting it in the neck to the tune of that average. That's a high average. I happen to have computed my average, and it's substantially more than that, and I could use it on me.
Well, I think a lot of people can use it, including the people who we have found when we petitioned around the state, the people who are making moderate to pretty difficult incomes. These are the people who are most interested in ending the income tax because they need it desperately to pay their bills, to pay off their loans and their debts, and to keep solvent so they can stay in Massachusetts, work in Massachusetts, and support their families. These are the people for whom we must vote to end the income tax, whether you need it or not. Maybe for you, Jay, it wouldn't be that big a deal, not that it wouldn't be that.
Well, you know what? I think need here, I would, and I know as a libertarian-inclined person, I expect you to agree with me when I say it's almost insulting that need would be calculated by government as opposed to I, who earned the money.
Well, that's true. It is yours if you've earned it, and you should be able to keep it, especially when you know that the government is wasting billions and billions of dollars every year, from the Big Dig to double-dipping pensions to even the everyday pensions that government employees get to enjoy. They get to retire in their 50s and 60s while taxpayers are bagging groceries till they're 72 or whatever. If we even get Social Security when our day comes, the inequity between the government haves and the government have-nots has become huge, a gaping hole between the two. It's just plain unfair, and it's wrong, and it's time to turn that around. You know, we're facing a crisis in the economy, a bona fide crisis in the financial markets. This is going to affect everybody, and it's what's at the center of this problem, as most of our financial problems, is too much government, too much taxation, too much government waste.
I concur. Let me ask you this. I think the two most important matters, in my view, that we can discuss, it, having the luxury of having you here with 49 days to go, is firstly, equip all of us with the easy, you know, one-minute guide or 30-second guide to the canard that if we get together and say no more, you know, we're going to stop the state income tax, that we're going to be suddenly deprived of all these vital services, because this is the only argument of the other side. If you stop the state income tax, oh, woe is us. Life is over. Life as we know it is gone.
Well, it's a silly argument. It's the argument they make all the time, whether they're trying to get more of our tax money or stop a tax cut. They claim the sky is falling. They claim that they will have to cut the government services that people actually want and need and care about, when in fact they represent a tiny fraction of both state and local budgets. Now, we're cutting the state government budget. Most of the things people really depend upon are local government spending items that are not affected by this initiative at all. Our opponents are trying to threaten people and scare people into thinking that it will. I'm sorry about all the sound effects going on in this office,
by
the way. But
you're busy. That's good.
Yeah, that is good. But the fact of the matter is that the state government budget is $47.3 billion. They like to talk about the $28 billion so-called statutory budget. That's just over half of the spending. They're actually spending $47.3 billion a year this fiscal year. It's going up every year. We're taking $12 billion out of that, which is a 27% cut, and putting it back into the hands of the men and women who earned it, leaving $35 billion in state spending, leaving over $22 billion in local government spending. It's actually more than that, but if you net it out, the fact that the state government gives the state governments $5 billion, that still leaves them $22 billion. So they're swimming in money. They've got almost over $70 billion. And they are doing everything they can desperately to keep their special interest gravy train rolling and keep
buying votes.
Buying votes, keeping exorbitant special interests, sweetheart deals, government employee contracts, going out on the backs of the hardworking taxpayers of this state. It's terribly unfair. It's hurting people, and it's hurting the people they love, who they want to support and take care of in their lives.
So this is what, at the bottom line, of every dollar the state takes from what we earn to spend on state services, welfare programs, whatever, out of every dollar, you are proposing to lessen that, diminish it by how many cents?
27 cents.
27 cents out of every dollar. And I challenge all of us to say, is there really anyone rational who believes there is not so much waste, both waste on good programs that can be made, programs that could be made more efficient, and also just plain wasted programs that the government cannot do with the rest of this, but that 83% or whatever it is, 73%, I'm always bad at math, but that they can't do it with that? Of course they can.
They certainly can. And what we want to do as part of this is point attention to the fact that they need to open up the government books and show us the taxpayer money. In the same way that you as a taxpayer are forced to prove and report all of the money that you make and keep receipts for everything that you deduct, we should demand at least as much of our state government that is taking that money from us to account for how it's being spent, to show us where every check is going to, who it's written for, and what it's for. They refuse to do that. Once they appropriate money to a particular part of the government, to an agency or a program, that's it. They never reexamine it. The special interests hire their expensive lobbyists to sit on Beacon Hill and make sure that money keeps coming in. It never gets examined to see if it's being wasted, how much of it's being wasted, whether the program is even successful or not, and whether it'd be better off back in the hands of the taxpayers.
And boy, is there anybody who also doesn't know that if you're spending someone else's money, you spend it differently than if it's your own. Now, Carla Howell, what about this jive that if we the people, literally so now, this is not a clumsy endeavor to be poetic, if we the people, in the most fundamental, straightforward, beautiful form of representative democracy, hear the clarion call, we go to the poll in 59 days, and we vote the people's will. What's this jive I hear that the political bosses are just going to ignore it and give us the middle finger?
Well, first of all, State Senate President Therese Murray has said people need to understand this is a binding referendum. It is. It will be law. And what lawmakers do every day when they go to work, politicians both at the state and local level, is they look for ways to increase spending, give out more government money, taxpayer money, and raise taxes to pay for it. This is what they always do. They've done it this year, they've done it every year, and they'll continue to do it as long as we neglect to vote them out of office. That's a story for another time. So that's what they're going to keep trying to do, regardless of whether this wins or loses. The benefit of this winning is it will set them back $12 billion, and they'll have to keep playing their games from there instead of from the $47 billion spending level that they're at right now.
So the bottom line is that we can say, and I say we, I mean this, I'm not pretending to be neutral here. I couldn't be more supportive of what you're doing for selfish and patriotic reasons. What we are saying here is that we can vote to end the state income tax, and no one listening right now is going to either suffer directly or observe the deprivation of vital services. We're talking about cutting fat here, and everyone with both a clear conscience and in a sense of real patriotism can vote for this, both to safeguard their money in the future and to make government more efficient now, and as a bonus, by the way, get back that average of $3,000 that you're talking about.
I couldn't agree with you more. The average is about $3,700.
So it's more like $4,000. Okay.
It's going to be more for people who make more and less for people who make less, but that's the mean average. And another point that's worth making here, there's a lot of points worth making, but one that I think is often lost on us is as our opponents, which are represented by a lot of government interests, primary amongst them the teachers union, who like to use the phrase for the children and so forth. You know, the children of today are the ones who are going to be struggling to make ends meet tomorrow in an economy we're handing them that is in dire financial straits and heading for worse right now. The best thing we can do for our children is right our economy by shrinking government and shrinking taxes.
And those children's families can do more, whatever they burn the money. I mean, the fact is, as a philosophic and constitutional imperative here, it is the right of those families, and it is in the best interest of those children that their families have that $4,000 to spend on them and the family, rather than having a teachers union decide how the money is spent.
Couldn't agree with you more, and I think as well what's very important here is kids learn not by what we lecture them and tell them, but what we do. And if we hold our government to account and require our politicians to be financially responsible, which starts with opening the books, which starts with ending government waste, exposing it and cutting it and ending it and keeping taxes low, this is a lesson that's vital to the future of the economy of Massachusetts and the country, and we can teach our kids this lesson by voting yes to end the income tax this November 4th.
All right, Carla Howe, my final question is, I said before we had two vital ones. There are many that are crucial, and that is, how can we, you know, if it's just little old us, I mean, what if we're listening right now and we say, okay, good enough, what can we do to help?
Thanks for asking. Please go to our website, smallgovernmentact.org, smallgovernmentact.org, and offer to volunteer. We'd love to have a donation. We can use it. We're up against competition with lots of money.
Oh, I understand the special interests are just putting together millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars in advertising. The good news is we have the winning message. We'd like help in getting out yards. If you can put one up, get a bumper sticker for your car, just sign up to help in any way you can or to donate. We love it, and it will help.
All right, Carla, will you, if you have the time, will you come back a couple of times between now and Election Day so we can continue to get this message out?
I certainly will. Thank you very much.
Carla Howe, thank you. Carla Howe is a chairwoman of the Center for Small Government. She is sponsor of the ballot question number one, which will be proffered in 49 days, and it is dramatic. It is real. It is important. It is the single most important thing within the last several years that we can do. And it is a profoundly, it will fire a shot that is worthy of mention alongside the Boston Tea Party. This will fire a shot across the bow of the wasteful pigs in government here in our state and everywhere across the union. This will be a shot heard round the world. This will be something that people look at all across the United States and they will try to mimic. They will say, look what the people of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts have done. They have reclaimed the money that is theirs. And again, the average amount is $3,700 that people will get back if we do this. You won't suffer anything. Nothing on whom, no one listening to this show needs to worry about losing anything, nor do you need to worry about losing sleep over the deprivation of any service to anybody else who relies on it. That is a canard. It is false. You can do it with a clear conscience. Plus, it's your money. Plus, for anyone listening to this show, you're going to get back a lot more than $3,700. That adds up to me to being very, very worthwhile.